When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Hour number two of the program here on Tuesday morning, July 2nd. And I'm sure you probably have your Independence Day, 4th of July traditions. In my family, we always had our celebration on the 3rd of July. Usually on the 4th, my parents would want to go to Boston for the fireworks. I wasn't into that whole thing. I'd stay home. I think I might have gone once with them on 4th of July and maybe once on New Year's Eve for that. I used to go with them on New Year's Eve when I was, you know, younger, like middle school, high school age. But then I kind of was like, once I was an adult, I was like, I don't want to be part of this. I just want to be home. Nothing against them. I just didn't want to be out on New Year's Eve. But the Independence Day fireworks, just... a lot of people, hot, sweaty, humid. I just don't get excited for fireworks. And by the way, just because I don't doesn't mean that you shouldn't. I do realize that a lack of excitement over fireworks is a deficiency on my part. So you should absolutely go out and see the local fireworks on the 4th of July. But it's just not a big thing for me. But on July 3rd, both my parents grew up in Randolph, and my family's all from Randolph, so we would go to the July 3rd parade in Randolph. Big, big parade that would go down North Main Street, which my grandparents' house was right on North Main Street, about halfway through the parade route. And so we would just go to their house. Usually we'd have a little cookout beforehand or maybe grab some Linwood pizzas, and then we would set up our lawn chairs on the sidewalk and watch the parade go by. And then when the parade was over, everybody would go in the house, use the bathroom, pack up all of our stuff, and we would all head to the Brockton Fair. And the Brockton Fair would have fireworks on the July 3rd because all the Randolph people came over. And so we'd, you know, maybe ride some rides, but we definitely would see the fireworks. A lot of times we'd say, you know, we're not going to ride anything tonight. We'll come back tomorrow and do that, so we can be here all day. But that was always our tradition. Then when I got a little bit older, my cousin had a couple of antique Plymouth Barracudas. He had two. 16 years old, the kid had two Barracudas. He saved up every dollar he'd ever had his whole life and bought one of them when he turned 16, then had a chance to buy another one. Somebody offered him the other one, and he had money saved up, so he bought that too. But we would drive them in the parade. And then, you know, I started having my own family and didn't really go back for all that. My grandparents passed away, so you'd have to, like, go sit in the neighbor's yard, and you hadn't seen the neighbor since the you know, the parade before. It just was weird, so I stopped going. But that was always our tradition. And it was always whatever money I had in my pocket, I'd spend on whatever dumb trinkets they had on the shopping carts that the guys had pushed down the street in the parade with all the stuff on it, the big green plastic horns, sparklers, bang snaps. Oh, I was forever getting bang snaps, throwing those in the street at the people in the parade. All that kind of stuff. Anyway, 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemail on the WBSM app. We were talking about a number of issues this morning. Of course, the mistrial in the Karen Reed case. What does that mean? Well, the Norfolk DA's office says they plan to retry the case. So they have a year to retry the case. The next meeting is July 22nd to talk about what's going to happen going forward. They'll probably look for lesser charges this time around. So that remains to be seen, of course, but that just would be my guess. And then they've got to find a jury that isn't already influenced by the coverage of this trial the first time around, which is going to be a difficult task. Because I think if you've been on social media for the past 2 months, everybody's formed an opinion on it. It's going to be hard to find people that haven't. And it's not just having an opinion. It's whether or not that opinion influences the way that you'll hear the evidence. So I don't envy that process of selecting a new jury. And then we'll also have even more media coverage, if that's possible, the second time around. Because a lot of the media came into this late. A lot of the national media came into this late. Like, of course, you've got your court TV. You know, they're going to follow any trial that will get eyeballs on their network and on their website. But a lot of the major media players kind of swooped in toward the end here. If there's going to be a retrial, they're going to be there from the very beginning this time around. So for a variety of reasons, I wouldn't be surprised if they push for a change of venue. There were a lot of logistical issues in this trial. They had to create that buffer zone around the courthouse, and I'm sure that'll have to be in place for a second trial. So there's just a lot of things to work out, and really not that much time to work it out. I don't know how much time the prosecution and the defense are going to need to prepare for a retrial, because effectively, it's not like you need to go through all the evidence again. You've just got to talk about shifts in strategy. But I would think they'd probably, if I had to guess, you know, it'd be something that would start in the fall. And that's just a guess. I have no idea. And then we can also talk about the potential sale, well, the sale of the majority stake of the Celtics. That's going to be happening. At the same time that they're giving Jason Tatum the biggest contract in NBA history, $314 million. But the team sale will likely go for $4 to $5 billion. It's just crazy. So I don't know how much that's going to play out, because it seems like Steve Pagliuca wants to buy the team outright. And so obviously half of that would be his. So, you know, if you and your friend both chipped in to buy a boat, and then you're like, you know what, I'm done. I don't want the boat anymore. I want to sell the boat, or at least my half of the boat. And your friend buys out their half of the boat. They're only buying out your half. They're not buying out the whole thing. So maybe the same thing will happen here with the Celtics. Maybe Pags only has to come up with $2 or $3 billion. I know. It shouldn't be as easy as it sounds, but venture capitalists and all the connections they have and the people who are willing to invest, I wouldn't be surprised if they don't already have something lined up. 508-996-0500. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM. Hello, you're on the air. Once, twice. I hear you there. All right. I don't know where you went, Lamone. You were on hold for a while there. I don't know where you went. The other stories that we can talk about, of course, you heard Phil mention it in the news. Freestone City Grill closing permanently. And then I had the piece yesterday on WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. The arches have gone up for the new pedestrian bridge. So we're getting closer to that being finalized. And the backlash on it has been, I just don't understand it. All right, let's try this again. 508-996-0500. You're next on WBSM. I still don't hear you, Lamone. Your phone is not working.
Is that better?
That's better, yes.
Okay. So yesterday I was going to go take my test. You know, I called for a cab. They said it'd be about 45 minutes to an hour. It was 2.5, 3 hours before I decided to go ahead and leave. I should have left earlier and not even call a cab. The closest place, like 5 miles away from me. And so the closest bus stop that I get to get there is 3 miles. So I got up to the bus stop and I was there. All I know is that a couple hours later, I was on the ground, passed out and stuff like that. I guess, I don't know if I had a mild heat stroke or whatever the case was. But I'm like, everything's like all dazed, confused, got a knot on the back of my head and stuff like that. And yeah, and it's like, it's no joke. I feel like I could have walked the other 2 miles instead of waiting for the bus, but I was going to take the bus. And so I'm just like, yeah, I'm like in and out. And so I still got to go this morning, go take that test this morning. So I'm going to try to get up about 2 or 3 hours from now and walk up there. And so I'm just like, yeah, just wanted to share that with you since I'm sure you're concerned.
Absolutely, and, yes.
And how did this weekend go with your parents?
It was fine. It was fine. And by the way, nobody had any memories to share. I told you that'd probably be the case.
But your mama remembered who Willie Mays was.
Nope, right? Had no idea. My mom had no idea who Willie Mays was.
Your dad did, right? I'm sure your pops did. Yeah,
he did. But I kind of told you, yeah. You know, his situation.
Yeah, that's cool. I thought mom would. Well, and I guess if he played in the American League, it might have been a different story.
Nope. It wouldn't. She had no. She wears Red Sox gear, but she just has no idea. She doesn't know any of the players. She doesn't know anything about it. She's been to games. She doesn't know anything about it.
Well, if she was coming to see, if he was coming to play in Red Sox Stadium, you know, out there, and I'm sure that she probably would see him when she was younger.
Nah, she never paid attention to sports at all, and even now, like she doesn't. She likes to like wear a Patriots shirt. She won't actually watch a Patriots game.
Well, that's sad.
It's not for everybody. She's not into it.
See, I think for all couples, if you want to have a good relationship, people should, you know, a lot of times guys like sports. A lot of times girls like sports. But sometimes if you're like, I don't like them, whatever, there's things you could do. There's a great movie to watch, Forget Paris. Remember that movie, Forget Paris, with Deborah Winger and Billy Crystal?
No, I forgot it.
That is a good movie, and Billy Crystal's he's an NBA referee, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is about to retire in his final game, and he kicks him out of the game, And it's like planning in there, but like, you know, he got, it was crazy.
Oh, yeah, that's the one. Yeah, that's the one where he's the NBA referee. Yeah.
Yeah. And was that a good movie from what you remember from it?
I don't really remember much. I just remember that he was a referee in that movie.
But that's a good movie. That's a good couple movie to watch, you know, people. And like I said, and then I told you also about that, you know, From Paris with Love with John Travolta, the best movies of this decade, this century. By far, that's a great movie right there. I could watch that movie almost as often as watching Tropic Thunder.
Well, I got to hold you because I got some other calls in a moment, but I hope everything goes okay with your appointment today.
Okay, and I do too. One other thing, Styx is not half the bands without Dennis DeYoung.
I would agree.
And that's also like Lou Graham's not singing with Foreigner also.
Right, but he had to retire due to some medical issues, right?
Yeah, he's going to do one where he's still going to do another tour. He's coming through here in a couple of months again. But he's like not touring with them, like I said, but he's got some great music himself.
Midnight Blue, that's a fantastic song.
That is, heck yeah. I think my favorite, I don't know, I want to know what love is.
Yes, I really love that one. I got to hold you there, though. You have a great day and good luck.
My head is aching really bad.
Well, get some rest before you go.
I hope so. I hope I don't have to be calling you from the hospital. Like I said, but I'll call you from the hospital. Hope you don't be cutting me off.
It was your phone. All right.
He's like, you're like, oh, unplug his monitors. Yeah, thanks a lot, Timmy.
Have a good day.
God bless everybody out there. Take it light, players.
All right. That is Lamone in Las Vegas. Let's all wish him well. Let's take another call here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Mr. Weinberg.
How you doing?
Good. How about you?
I'm all right.
Good. Well, about the trial, you know, I'm going to say something about that. I mean, yeah, okay, it's mistrial. I feel better about that. She didn't go back to jail right away. But the people on the jury, I mean, when I heard the experts, I mean, were they listening at all when the experts said that John was still alive during the dog attack? So he got beat up, bashed up, and the dog on top of it, and he was alive to feel it all. Didn't they hear that at all to know that she didn't kill that guy?
Well, but that they also had other experts that were telling them that it wasn't a dog attack. So, you know, they have to weigh and see which one that they want to believe more.
Well, what would you think, Mr. Weinberg? What is your idea?
I think the simplest, as I said before, I go for Occam's razor. You know, the simplest reason is, the simplest answer is usually the right one. And okay. I think it's more likely that there was some sort of incident where he was struck by the vehicle. And I know you're going to come at me and say, well, they said that these injuries aren't consistent with being struck by a vehicle, but that's okay. Not every case is. But I just think that that's the more simple explanation than there's, you know, 60 people involved in some big cover-up.
Also experts that said it could not have happened by a vehicle. First of all, the guy wasn't a midget. If you're going to look at the taillights, it's not even halfway up your body. How did you damage your head and everything else? And there was no broken bones on the body. Come on.
You could have already been on your butt when you were hit.
Come on. And plus all the lies from those, you know, all those testimonies that they proved were lies. The Commonwealth had nothing on her. They had nothing.
Well, prove they were lies. How?
Did you hear it at all? Did you have enough time? You're a very busy guy. I don't think.
But how are they proven to be lies? Where were they proven to be lies?
Okay. How many butt calls were there, Mr. Weinberg? Were butt calls, genuine butt calls?
But where was that proven that they weren't?
No, you're not answering me. See, you're going to dance around this.
No, I'm not. Basically, my point here is that the jury can't go beyond what they're told in the testimony. Oh, so that's all that they have.
That's another thing. She didn't allow them to bring anything in there except their memories of the trial.
Well, that's
they heard.
That's the way trials work in Massachusetts.
When I was on jury duty, they gave us our own personal notepads and pens to take our notes and all. She turned around, and then the judge had the nerve to say, when she was giving them the instructions, that the Commonwealth has met their burden of proof. Where was that? She was leading the jury in what to choose, and then leaving off the form the not guilty choice. Come on, Mr. Weisberg.
No. Listen, the part
no,
about
really, no.
No. Listen, any normal, rational thinking person wouldn't have had an issue with that form. The only people that have an issue with that form are people who are looking for a bias that isn't there. There was nothing wrong with the form.
Yes, there is.
No, there wasn't.
I have an issue with that choice not being on that form, which is there on every other case like that. I looked
the
it up.
The very top choice was not guilty. If you check that box, there's no reason to go beyond that box. So there's no reason to have not guilty under every other charge.
Not all the jury members can make plain English sense out of those forms.
They explain the form to them.
Listen, I don't agree with you. I'm sorry this guy had to die such a brutal death. And there's other things that you haven't heard, because don't forget, the doctor that came in never saw her at all, but Lally still put him up there trying to do something. And the nurse that actually saw him, the nurse practitioner, was not brought in because he had nothing. But I'll tell you, if there is a second trial, and not every jury that comes back a mistrial has to be retried. I looked that up, too. They can offer something else, like a plea deal, lesser charges.
Right, or they can just choose not to try it at all, too.
Okay, but if they do try it the second time, I believe that they're going to bring the nurse practitioner in, because she spent time with that woman. And I can't tell you anything more than that right now. So if she's found guilty, she has to go to jail. Of course, there'll be a lot of appeals and all that. It's not going to work in the end. All this for nothing. All that wasted money, all that. And John's mother, I know she's distraught. Her son is dead. She's sitting there with the people that I believe murdered her son. That will be the day that I would hear the testimony that I heard from experts and all, and I would still want to put an innocent woman in jail after everything I heard. That will be the day. That woman, shame on her. I'm sorry. Maybe she's afraid of them. Because I call them a crime family, just like I call the Bidens crime family. I know. I don't want to get into that.
Well, I gotta hold you there anyway, because we got to take a break before the news. But
well, thank you for taking my call, and have a good day.
You as well. And let me take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll get the news from Phil, then more of your calls, 508-996-0500. All right, now let's go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
Trump's partial Supreme Court victory sparks strong reaction. A Category 5 hurricane heads for land. And before you dive in, busting some pool myths.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Former President Trump's partial victory in the Supreme Court over immunity is sparking intense reaction from both parties. Mark Mayfield reports.
The justices ruled 6-3 Trump has limited immunity in the federal election interference case for acts he took while in office. President Biden's deputy campaign manager says he's scared about what Trump will do. Possible Trump VP pick Ohio Senator J.D. Vance said it's a massive win. This will not impact his upcoming sentencing in his New York hush money case, where the judge could send him to prison or home confinement, keeping him off the campaign trail. I'm Mark Mayfield.
First Lady Jill Biden isn't giving up on her husband's run for the White House after his shaky debate performance. She told Vogue magazine they will, quote, not let those 90 minutes define the 4 years he's been president. She said Biden, quote, will always do what's best for the country. Biden stumbled repeatedly during the debate against Donald Trump, leaving many of the president's allies concerned about his odds of winning in November. Beryl is on its way to the Caribbean islands as a Category 5 hurricane with maximum sustained winds of 165 miles per hour.
I've never seen a Category 5 hurricane this early in our records, and it poses quite a significant threat to portions of the Central Caribbean over the next couple of days.
Eric Blake, senior hurricane specialist at the National Hurricane Center in Miami, says Beryl is forecast to pass near Jamaica tomorrow and the Cayman Islands on Thursday. Florida spared from this one, but he says this serves as a strong reminder to get prepared and have a hurricane plan in place. American victims of Hamas's October 7th attacks are suing Iran, Syria, and North Korea over their support of the Palestinian militant group. The Anti-Defamation League filed a lawsuit in Washington, D.C. that could mean federal funding for victims of terrorism. The organization's CEO said the lawsuit is about holding the nations accountable for providing material support to Hamas. It claims that Hamas was able to carry out the attacks because of their support. New rules unveiled by the Biden administration aimed to protect workers from extreme heat. The proposed Occupational Safety and Health Administration standard would require companies to have an emergency heat response plan. There would also be different safeguards for different temperatures, like increased access to water at 80 degrees and paid 15-minute breaks at 90 degrees. Speaking of heat, spending time each day somewhere warm like a sauna could help older people fight obesity and insulin resistance. A new study found older female mice that spend 30 minutes a day with a whole body heat treatment gained less weight and show improved use of insulin, which helps control blood sugar. The findings were presented at the annual meeting of the American Society for Nutrition. And if your summer plans include a dip in the water, Bree Tennis is busting some of those pool myths.
If you're blonde and go in the pool, the chlorine will turn your hair green. That's true, but it's not from the chlorine. It's from the copper on the water. Or you have to wait 30 minutes after eating before swimming. That's also been proven false by Olympic swimmers. And there's a special dye you can add to the water that will turn a color if someone urinates. Ultramodern Pool Supply says no such chemical exists. They say as long as the pool is properly maintained, you're free to jump in. I'm Bree Tennis.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox seeking their second win in a row. Boston beginning a three-game set against the Miami Marlins tonight in Florida. First pitch at 6:40.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast. Brought to you by C Street.
Look for tons of sunshine right from the start today. We're expecting a high today in the New Bedford area of 83. Overnight tonight, mostly clear skies. Your low near 55. And tomorrow, we're going to keep the sun shining. Mostly sunny for Wednesday along the South Coast with a high near 84. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Kelly Bates on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Davitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Ain't got no regrets. I ain't losing track of which way I'm going. I ain't gonna double back, no. Don't want no misplay. Put on no display. An angel know, but I know my way.
Some Lou Gramm, Midnight Blue. And they probably won't do that since Lou Gramm isn't the singer for Foreigner anymore, but you can still see Styx and Foreigner by entering to win tickets at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. We're giving them away all this week. Thanks to Stevie's Wine and Spirits, the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy. You can sample before you commit to making the purchase. And they always have great tastings and other special events there. So make sure you follow them on Instagram and Facebook, Stevie's Wine and Spirits, to get all the latest. So there was something I was going to mention. Oh, yes. You heard Phil there in the news talking about some of those pool myths. And what a game changer it was for me when I found out there really is no dye that can show if you peed in the pool. No, I'm just kidding. The real game changer for me was when I found out that you don't have to wait 20 minutes after eating to go into the pool. I never really could wrap my head around that anyway. But when you're a kid and you're told that, you just believe it. You say, okay, all right, I guess I got to wait. But as an adult, I was like, I'll take the chance. Because, you know, back when I was married, I'd be at my in-law's house. They had a pool. We'd be having a cookout, get out of the pool to have something to eat. And then you want to go back in the pool. Oh, I really got to wait? Well, let's just see what happens if I go in. I'm not going to go swimming in the deep end. Just going to hang out in the shallow end. And nothing happened. Didn't get any issues. So that's when I was like, wait a minute. They've been lying to us. But now the question becomes, if that's the case, if it wasn't true, where did it originate from? Did it originate from somebody just wanting to keep somebody out of the pool? And so they made this up and it just grew legs? Now, there are some myths that I've tried, well, what I thought were myths that I've tried to rail against, and people have corrected me and told me, no, those are true. Like when my mom used to tell me not to use the telephone during a thunderstorm. Like a phone doesn't carry that much electrical charge anyway. I know, I got electrocuted by a phone line once. It's the equivalent of licking a 9-volt battery. But she swore you can't use the phone during a thunderstorm. I don't think that one was true. But then I also tried to say, and then this whole thing about you shouldn't take a shower during a thunderstorm. And I said that I felt like that was a myth. And I got phone calls and app chat messages correcting me on it and saying, no, it's true. You shouldn't take a shower or a bath during a thunderstorm. Okay. We were at my nephew's birthday party on Sunday, and there was thunder and lightning happening out in the Worcester area, and they had a pool in the backyard, and I kept threatening my mom. And I didn't even bring a bathing suit because I have no interest in going in a pool at a family party anymore. But I said to my mom, I was like, I'm going to go to the pool. I'm going to go. There's lightning, and I'm going to go in the pool. And she's like, you're not going to the pool. But I just like to, I was like, every time there would be a flash of thunder, I'd be like, I'm going to go use the phone. But they don't even have a landline phone. So it didn't really work as a threat. But anyway, yeah, so you can go in the pool after you've had something to eat. Apparently you can pee in the pool, although you shouldn't. You're not going to get caught unless, you know, somebody's standing close and like, why did the water just get warmer? And you really shouldn't do it in a pool anyway, in the ocean, in a pond, totally fine. 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. There's a story that I want to talk about here from WCVB that I didn't even realize was a thing. I don't know why I didn't know this was a thing. Maybe because so my son never really had an interest in going on social media. Even to this day, he doesn't have any social media right now. He had an Instagram for a little while that he used for sharing memes with his friends. But he never posted anything personal. He never chatted with anybody. That's just not his thing. He's not into social media at all. Now, he did have, you know, like online gaming accounts and things like that where, you know, he'd have to put in personal information for that. But it was usually our information, you know, like credit card information for Steam games or whatever. So I never really was concerned about his personal information being out there because he doesn't put any information out there. But apparently a lot of parents have frozen their children's credit. Because as the kids became active online and their personal details might get out there, they didn't want identity thieves to be able to utilize that to hurt their child's credit. Especially if they're like, you know, 13, 14 years old, somebody could do 4 or 5 years of damage on that credit account before you even realize it. Because they're not getting any credit reporting because they're not taking out a credit card or anything until they're 18. Technically, they shouldn't be issuing any credit, but it still happens. They still use their identity to steal this information, to gain access to these accounts. And so what you can do is you can freeze your child's credit. You can say to the credit bureaus, my child does not have active credit, will not have active credit. Anything that comes in this name and social security number is fraudulent. And then you're supposed to be able to unfreeze your child's credit when they become of age. Well, I guess parents are finding out that it's not so easy to reverse a credit freeze. Especially now, this time of year, as kids are getting ready to head to college, probably next month, they want to try to get their kid a credit card to help them while they're away at school. And they're finding that it's more difficult than they expected to be able to unfreeze this credit. For example, this one person in this WCVB story is talking about how she had to call Experian, and they're telling you you need a PIN to do anything. So she followed whatever the process was to request that PIN, but they've never received one, and that she can't get anybody on the phone at Experian to help. And then if your child's credit is frozen, just know that it's going to be a process, and it can get unfrozen, but it's going to take, just the natural process of it is going to take a while, because they've got to verify everything that you're telling them and make sure that you're not just some fraudster trying to pull the wool over on them. So while it makes sense to do that to protect your kids, just know that it's going to be difficult to unfreeze it when the time comes. And maybe when you do go through the process of freezing it, talk to them then about what to do. Get that PIN then. It's scary how easy it is for people to steal your credit. And I don't worry too much about when data is compromised and all those things. This store had a hack and all this data was compromised. I'm like, well, first of all, like, I don't have any money. They're not going to steal any money from me. I don't have any. But it's the other side of it. It's the fact that they can get your identity and use that for other things. So just be aware. Again, if you freeze your child's credit, it might not be as easy as you think it is to unfreeze it. 508-996-0500. We're going to unfreeze from the talk here and go into a commercial break. We'll be back in just a few moments.
It's crazy. Can't walk, can't talk, can't eat, can't sleep. Oh, I'm in love. Oh, I'm in deep.
And welcome back in. 508-996-0500. And if you are looking for some summer fun, if you are looking for a way to get out and kind of enjoy being outdoors, do something unique and different, well, I would recommend keeping an eye on all the great events they have going on at Edaville Family Theme Park in Carver. Edaville has all kinds of stuff planned all summer long. You can actually get a season pass now, and that'll cover you all the way through the Festival of Lights coming up during the holiday season. But they've got so many things that are happening there throughout the course of the year. Thomas, the Tank Engine, is coming back. You'll have your chance for a day out with Thomas coming up in August and September. The Cranberry Festival is returning this fall. And one really interesting event they have coming up, it's happening on Saturday, July 27th. Steam and Steampunk at Edaville. It'll be the first ever steampunk festival at Edaville Family Theme Park. They'll have steampunk vendors and entertainment. And, of course, their beloved steam train will be there, as well as all the amusement rides. It's part of Edaville's Summer Christmas Carnival. You can find out more by following them on Facebook and by visiting their website, edaville.com. Unfortunately, I will be in Gettysburg, or else I'd be all over that. I wouldn't be dressing up as steampunk. Because A, I don't have anything, and B, I don't think I would look good in it. But I love steampunk stuff. And if you are unfamiliar with it, this is a great place to go to get a steampunk education. So again, edaville.com, and make sure you follow them on Facebook to get more information. My number here, 508-996-0500. You can also send app chat messages on the WBSM app. Open line voicemails as well. We have another hour of the program coming up where it's you and I. And then we'll give way to Chris McCarthy in South Coast Now. I haven't talked to Chris, but I would not be surprised if he doesn't have Chris Markey planned to come in this morning to talk about the mistrial and the Karen Reed case and where it goes from here. I saw a lot of the local news stations had their legal experts weighing in on it, and they almost all agreed that the most likely scenario here, since the DA's office has said they do plan to retry the case, that the most likely scenario is that there will be lesser charges. And a few of them have even suggested that Karen Reed might take a plea deal to those lesser charges. And I don't know if I would do that if I was them. If you knew that you had, I mean, I guess it depends on how you feel those members of the jury that were willing to say not guilty, why they were willing to say not guilty. Is it because it was not beyond a reasonable doubt? Did they have doubts of your innocence? So I just feel like if you just went through this whole trial and you know how the public sentiment is, and if you feel that you had people on that jury that were on your side, why would you take a plea deal? Why wouldn't you continue to fight this, as Karen Reed has said that she intends to do? We can talk more about that, 508-996-0500, but I've got to take my final break of this hour. Sitting with the thinker, trying to work it out. Well, welcome back in. I remember, you know, seeing the Sly Fox video when I was a kid, and then you'd go to the mall and be like, that guy looks like the guy from Sly Fox, because he just looked like every guy. Just a guy with a mullet. Anyway, 508-996-0500. We'll take more of your calls coming up in the next hour. We will also take app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Don't forget, you still have time to get yourself entered in to win to be today's winner for tickets to see Foreigner and Stick.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.